You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG. It's my pleasure to welcome back to our studios Daniel Vega Albela, founding member of La Catrina Quartet and soloist this weekend with the New Horizons Orchestra. Welcome, Daniel.
Great to be here, as always.
Well, you're going to be performing this weekend with New Horizons Orchestra, Mariana Gavi conducting Sinfonia Concertante of Mozart. We played a little bit earlier on Intermezzo, and this is just an amazing piece of music. And everybody thinks of Mozart as a keyboard player. He was also a violinist. His father called him the first violinist of Europe, no less. And then he fell in love with the viola.
Well, I was actually going to interrupt you, but as always,
you've always
done your homework. So,
let's talk about it. Talk about Mozart and the violin and the viola. That's what this piece is for.
Well, you know, Mozart loved the viola. He was, of course, a violinist, and he started as a violinist, but then he discovered the amazing timbre of the viola. And he loved to play string quartets. And whenever he had the opportunity to play string quartets, he would always choose to play the viola. And this piece, we are pretty sure that he wrote for him to play the viola.
Huh.
That's how much he liked that instrument. And and it's really, at least in terms of the first movement, which is probably the most important movement of the three.
And the longest.
Although it's a close competition between the first and the second.
Mm-hmm.
It's first of all, it's one of the most beautiful compositions that Mozart ever wrote. But from the very beginning, all of the orchestration is thought of in terms of the ideal range of the viola. Hmm. So even before the viola comes in, he's thinking of all of these sonorities that are right in the sweet spot for the viola. And I think that just as conceptually, it's amazing to write something like that.
Well, also because the violin is always the more brilliant, sort of brighter sound. And so the viola, it's an inner instrument in the quartet. It doesn't have the same incredible repertoire for concertos. It just doesn't get to be in the spotlight very often.
Sure, but it does sound sweeter than the violin in many ways.
Yeah,
and that's
it
has
a darker tone.
Yeah, and that's why Mozart loved playing the viola so much. And of course, being a composer, especially in the context of playing string quartets, you get to play and you get to listen.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you know, the first violin, which you would have imagined, you know, Mozart being such a virtuosic violinist, would have chosen to play first violin in a string quartet. But, you know, you can understand why as a composer, he wanted to hear the color of the quartet and enjoy, you know, the beautiful sound of the viola at the same time.
You know who played the violins often when they got together?
He switched with Haydn.
Right.
But Haydn liked to play the second violin as well, so maybe it's just a composer thing.
Oh, it could be. Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, he also joined into those quartets. They
right.
must
so
have been
it was
unbelievable.
Probably Dittersdorf on first violin, uh-huh. and Haydn second violin, Mozart viola, and I can't remember right now.
Von Hall
right.
was one. It was a Czech, who he sometimes was doing the cello, I think.
Yes.
But not always.
It's like a dream team.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you think, who, if we could just invent a string quartet of history, but it actually was there.
Right.
So tell us about these terms, sinfonia, symphony, and concertante, which is, you know, like, what does that mean?
Well, it means that it's not a piece for a solo or two solo instruments, strictly speaking.
Which would be a concerto.
A concerto, exactly. A concerto is a piece in which basically you pin the soloist against the orchestra. In the case of a sinfonia, like the Sinfonia Concertante, or many other sinfonias that have been written for soloistic instruments, the orchestra is given an incredibly important role. And if you look at the score, actually the orchestra is playing most of the time. All of the important thematic material really happens with the orchestra, and so there are extended periods where we're resting and just listening to the beautiful score that Mozart wrote. So So the role is slightly different, and the emphasis, of course, is much more orchestral whenever you write a sinfonia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much the case in this work. I mean, there are periods where I have to wait for, you know, 24 measures, 30 measures, and I'm just, you know, listening to the orchestra. So the viola and violin parts are much more integrated to the orchestral score, and in many ways they just work as an obbligato part to the orchestra, or just almost as a symphony with extensive solos written for the violin and the viola.
Yeah, that's the way I think of it, as a symphony, but it has some soloistic aspects.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a magnificent piece. The second movement is really among... It's just when Mozart is at his most sublime.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because we have Jorge, the violist, and I have talked about that second movement, and I find that second movement... very uncharacteristically of Mozart, is so sorrowful. There's so much grief, and it's so dark in so many ways. And there are not that many pieces in Mozart that reach that level of almost despair.
I guess so. I just think it's so gorgeous that I don't think of it as despair. Maybe there's deep sorrow in it. That is true. But it is beautiful.
There's no question about the fact that it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But if you actually try to think of movements that Mozart has written, either for concertos or quartets or symphonies, that have this depth and this weight to them, you'll be able to count them maybe with the fingers of both of your hands.
Yeah, yeah,
And that's why I love that second movement so much, because even though it's an early, relatively early work of Mozart's, you know, it has that really mature kind of writing quality to it. I wanted to talk about another movement, if the listeners are interested in listening to his piano concerto K-271. Also written in E-flat major, by the way. And it has this incredibly gorgeous movement, which in a sense can be the sister or brother, probably older brother or older sister of the second movement of the Sinfonia Concertante. And it's one of those movements where Mozart is really exploring grief. And interestingly enough, after he wrote that piano concerto, he went for about 6 years without writing any piano concertos. So,
what's the K number?
It's a K-271.
271.
In E-flat.
Okay, so we'll have to play that, although it'll be after the concert. I'm speaking with Daniel Vega Albela, violinist with La Catrina Quartet. He and Jorge Martinez, who's the violist, will be performing Sunday at 3 with the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's a Mother's Day afternoon concert. And Mariana Gabi is conducting the New Horizons Orchestra. Now, Jorge Martinez Rios, the full name, sang with them last year or 2 years ago. And is this the first time that you're performing?
Yes.
With the New Horizons?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's nice to have a community orchestra. Gives the soloists like you an opportunity to perform. And it's great for the community orchestra to get.
Well, I mean, it's also great for us. It's such a treat, of course, because most of the time we're performing in the context of the quartet.
Yeah.
So it's a really wonderful treat to be able to, you know, explore other aspects of what we can do and string players. And of course, you know, this is the kind of piece that probably most string players, violists and violinists would absolutely love to have the opportunity to play.
Yeah.
And so it's been a lot of fun working with the orchestra. The conductor, Mariana, she has been wonderful with us, absolutely encouraging. It's really been very much a joy to work with her.
I know she's also got other music of Mozart. She's got an overture of Mozart and also Tchaikovsky's some Fifth Symphony. So it's a wonderful program. Have you and Jorge performed this before?
We have never performed this before. I know that Jorge performed it. Together.
Mm-hmm.
I studied it, but I know that Jorge, I think, has performed it at least twice. with orchestra. So he was helpful. He gave me a few bowing suggestions. And so that's nice to play with somebody that has already performed it a couple times. You know, it just kind of shortens the learning curve a little bit. So
yeah, definitely. And it's such an unusual combination too. We talked about this a little bit, but violin and viola, as opposed to violin and cello, or, you know, where it would be much different registers. You know, you're just a few notes apart, but the sound is so different between the viola and the violin.
Definitely, and there's an interesting story. This is something I found out relatively recently. There is a scoring of this piece where Mozart asks for the violist to use scordatura. Scordatura basically meaning that you have to retune your instrument. And so the key of the piece, the Sinfonia Concertante, is E flat. And so he scored it so that the violist would retune the viola a half a step higher.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so then he writes it in D major. So of course that changes all of the fingerings, allowing for extensive use of open strings.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, because so you get a brighter sound.
Exactly,
probably,
because
that way.
As a violist, you have to open with first finger on the D string, fourth finger on the A string, playing an octave, right? But if you actually use the scordatura version, you'll start with an open D and the third finger A, which is more brilliant naturally because the whole viola is resonating.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes perfect sense because, of course, the violin is just an annoying little instrument, especially in those high registers. So it makes a lot of sense to score it for the viola in scordatura so that by raising the pitch half a step, of course you get a much brighter tone anyway, even if you're not playing in D major, right? Because you get more tension in the instrument, so it will tend to project more.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you, in addition, played in D major, then you have the added advantage of all those beautiful open strings, which help for everything.
Now, is that the way Jorge's going
to be? No. Yeah. I think at this point, most violists do the I don't know if it's the original or the version that has become traditional,
mm-hmm.
but most violists that I know do the original E flat, no scordatura.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how long have you been rehearsing?
Well, we had three rehearsals with the orchestra, and then Jorge and I have gotten together a couple of times, literally a couple of times. But, of course, remember that we play together.
All the time.
We have been playing together forever. So, you know, it's not the same situation as if I was working with a violist that I had never worked with before.
The concert is this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. My guest, Daniel Vega Albela, will be performing the violin solo with Jorge Martinez Rios on the viola. And Mariana Gabi is conducting the New Horizons Orchestra. And we've interviewed Mariana a number of times here. If you're interested, there's many interviews on the Intermezzo page at krwg.org to hear more about this wonderful community orchestra that she's been conducting the last couple of years. Thanks for coming in, Daniel.
Oh, thank you very much.